All right, so how did you begin your involvement in this project? How did it all begin?
It began a number of years ago with a friend of mine who's an actor in Hollywood, Chris Diamondopoulos, introduced me to Matt Dorff, who was a screenwriter in a group. And I showed Matt a copy of my book of Revelation, which is an original translation. He liked it so much, he came back with the idea about a couple of weeks later, wouldn't this make a spectacular graphic novel? We all looked at each other and said, why not? Let's do it. So we kind of built it ourselves. I mean, we raised all the money ourselves. It was a lot of effort. It was a much bigger project than we anticipated. And in the end, we ultimately went with Zondervan, which is a HarperCollins imprint and a HarperCollins Christian publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And they published it to great success last year. And then HarperCollins, I mean, Zondervan said, what else can you do? And we said, we can do the whole New Testament if you want. So we started on this project, which is Messiah Origin, which is the new one coming up next week at Comic-Con, which is a harmony of all four Gospels run together, only the text of sacred scripture, but in a graphic novel format. And, of course, this first volume takes the story from the very beginning, in the beginning, to basically the public ministry of Jesus. So basically it's your Christmas story, it's your early John the Baptist story, it's the flight into Egypt. It's all of the things that lead up to the public ministry of Jesus as is recorded in the four Gospels. So we're very excited about it. It's absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if you have a copy. I'm looking at one.
They gave me a preview, and I must say that Kai Carpenter's artwork is fantastic. It really comes alive.
Kai is just tremendous. He's very different than our first one because one of the things he wanted to do, and Matt Dorff, who is Matt's role is kind of in the background, but like art director, adapter, vision behind it, is to keep the same kind of vision, make this really good art, exceptional art, and at the same time, do it almost cinematically, do it in a storytelling mode. Because unlike a lot of graphic novels, as you know, it's not a comic book, per se. It doesn't have the bubbles, you know, with lines in it, you know, whatever they say. And it's not a traditional, maybe, graphic novel in that sense that it's a fictional novel, it's a fictional piece. This is something that already exists. It's in scripture, text of scripture. But it's set into graphic novel format to really bring the story alive to a different generation, a new generation of people, and people who might not otherwise read, not have any interest in reading the Bible, you know? Mm-hmm. You might say, oh, I'll read this because it's really cool. You know? And that was a lot of the reaction we got at Comic-Con the first time out with the Book of Revelation, and we're expecting more